We're going to take up hagfish next. After hagfish, Paul's going to do the review of use of sectors in New England fisheries or fishery management plans. That's the 2 o'clock for tomorrow. If we get far enough ahead, see what time brings us, we may start the research steering. And with that, Chris, are you ready to go on hagfish?
Sure. This is going to be probably very quick. There's not a lot of information. When we checked landings data, it looked like the landings data was incomplete. So at this point, the staff doesn't know anything more about the fishery since the last time it looked at it prior to the passage of the control date in August 2002. So all the only materials you have in the binder are the Federal Register notice that implemented the control date and a letter to permit holders that accompanied that Federal Register notice. So basically the purpose of reaffirming the control date is that it was passed in 2002, it's now 4 years later, and it keeps the control date from becoming as stale as if you didn't reaffirm it. So the action before the council is to decide whether or not to reaffirm that control date. Additionally, the fishery service is undertaking an effort to collect data on the hagfish fishery should the council proceed with developing a management plan as part of the priorities for 2007.
Great, Chris. Jim, I think you said that there are hagfish coming up on, is it the next one or the one after the next one? So we'll have a little more information after that. So if there's not any questions of Chris, I guess we need a motion to say that we're going to reaffirm it. So from Tommy and seconded by John Nelson.
Paul?
Just to remind the council that the information we had in the past was that there was it appeared from listening to fishermen that petitioned us to start management on hagfish, is that the fishery was moving more and more offshore, the inshore was getting depleted, and the hagfish themselves were getting smaller and smaller, that you needed a larger boat to go offshore to catch a bigger hagfish for the market. That all raised red flags, and we decided to, well, we actually voted not to do a control date, and the service decided to do one on their own. So we have no new information besides that. And the second point is, what we're saying is that any effort before that 2002 period may be considered differently than effort after that 2002 period. So the council may decide to have a limited entry program and use 2002, or it might not. So it's just putting folks on notice that we're about to do a plan, and we might use 2002 as a cutoff period for some type of data requirements and limited entry.
Okay, is there any discussion on the motion? No, this is going to go. Dave?
Well, I suppose I'll vote for it, but frankly, I'm a bit uneasy knowing that we have nothing in front of us to provide us with an update of the resource, an update of the fishery, you know, what's going on with the fishery itself. I don't think we've heard any comments from anyone involved in the fishery right now relative to the control date. It's a control date that's 4 years old. So by the time we use this control date, whenever we have a hagfish plan in the year 2016, it'll be a very old and stale control date. I just want to point out that if we do indeed move it forward to reaffirm this particular control date, by the time we do have a plan in place with some limited entry strategies, it'll likely be about 7 years old in terms of its age. Just wanted to raise that as a concern of mine, although I realize that our options are limited at this time.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Anybody else? Dave?
Just a question. I hear this morning, are we going to have a stock assessment on hagfish?
Yes.
And when will we be getting that? The results?
The stock assessment will be in November, late November. You'll get the results probably in January.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
I have a limited view of that fisheries. However, I've talked to a couple people that have been in it, and from my understanding, the fisheries is almost stopped right now because of market situations and people leaving the fisheries, not entering it. So just want to put that on the table, that they've found some bigger hagfish, I understand, in Newfoundland or something, and they've lost their market.
Okay.
Paul?
Again, when you try to relate that to a control date, the history of the hagfish fishery is fish it out in China, go to the West Coast, fish it out, come to the East Coast. They may have fished it out, and now they're going somewhere else. All the more reason to, you know, start a plan to rebuild it.
Production rates are phenomenal. They can't handle it, what they're catching. They lost it because it's... The size changed, not here in the fisheries, the size in the marketplace changed. So I just want to be clear that. It wasn't they moved because they fished it out. The production was still good. They've left the fisheries because there's no market. And, you know, I don't have any either way of that, but I just, you know, that's the facts.
Okay. Ready for the question? All those in favor, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, eight, nine, 12. Opposed? One opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Is that it for hagfish? Okay. That's it for hagfish for now. So look forward to the assessment in January. Paul, are you ready to?
Sure. And I'll ask Juanita if